Hello, folks. Yes, here I am again, God help you. Now, I will try to make the second part of my update a little shorter than the last one was, but I can't guarantee anything because when I finally do get in a mood to post something, I'm afraid I have a tendency to ramble more than I realize. So I hope you can forgive me for doing that. But yes, despite the fact that there are a number of things that I'd like to share if I can, I will try to make it brief. Make it so. So, I was discussing this rather lengthy cognitive evaluation that I had on the 23rd. I was there from 9:30 in the morning until almost 4 o'clock that afternoon. But mind you, in the midst of this barrage of tests that I had to undergo, I did have a chance for a lunch break. There was actually a little coffee shop right in the building where my tests were done, so at one point I was able to go and get myself a sandwich and a coffee and relax for a bit. Now, my mum had, understandably, asked me to hurry through these tests and through my lunch as quickly as I could, just so that we could avoid as much of the inclement weather as possible. And of course, I told her I would try, and I did try, but I also explained that I needed to complete each of these tests so that the neuropsychologist would have enough conclusive data to work with in order to give me a complete evaluation. So, yes, it was a very long day and a rather stressful one, but as I say, I'm glad I did it because it may yield some helpful results in the end. And I should add that all the people I dealt with that day, including the lady in the coffee shop, were very nice to me. So that made an otherwise incredibly stressful experience a lot more bearable. One of the tests that I didn't get around to mentioning in my previous post was actually really neat. It was an auditory exercise. I hadn't been aware that a cognitive evaluation would even involve anything of an auditory nature. I've got a friend who actually went through a fairly similar evaluation to mine back in January, but she didn't have to do any auditory exercises. So this one involved me having to count tones. The resident that administered my tests put a CD on, and she said, "Think of yourself as being in an elevator, and each tone you hear represents a floor that the elevator is stopping at. So when I stop the CD, tell me what floor the elevator would theoretically be stopping at." So I did that, and then I had to count lower tones with a whole bunch of higher-pitched tones mixed in as a distraction. And then I was given three different types of tones, low ones, medium-pitched ones, and high ones, and I had to count the medium-pitched ones, I think. So I actually enjoyed that exercise. It was the memory tests and the exercises that involved me having to explain anything at great length that I really struggled with. Around 3:30 in the afternoon, I called my mom to let her know that I was almost finished, and she came back from the mall or wherever she was and got me. And I went back to my parents' place with her and stayed till Easter Sunday. Luckily, we managed to beat most of the inclement weather home, thank God, because there was a horrible ice storm that night that lasted well into the next day. So my parents' house was without power for at least 6 hours on the Thursday. But really, we were highly fortunate because one of their neighbors, who owns the farm where my dad trains his racehorses, was without power for 36 hours. That must have been awful. Now, thank God, there's a wood stove in that house, so he was at least able to attempt to keep warm. But I was afraid at one point that the pipes in the place were going to burst. I'm really glad that they didn't. Because the temperature in that house was, I think, by the third day at like -5 degrees Celsius. So really, my parents and I were quite lucky. My dad very thoughtfully brought over hot coffee and donuts from Tim Hortons one day for this poor guy. But the storm caused massive amounts of damage in the area. So, on Good Friday, my mom and I spent a lot of time walking around my parents' property, picking up all the branches that had fallen down. Now, oh, my mom, poor lady, she injured her back in the process. She was in a lot of pain, but she's got to learn. She's not as young as she was, and she needs to slow down. I helped as much as I could, and I'm really sorry that she had that experience, but as I say, I hope it will teach her that she can't do as much as she used to be able to. On Saturday, we had a combination Easter dinner and birthday celebration for my brother, because that day was actually his birthday as well. So my dad picked my grandmother up from the town where she lives, which was really nice of him to do, because that was about a half an hour's drive each way. So that meant I got to spend some time with her, and I was really glad for that, because she and I are quite close. I was able to catch up on all her news and tell her all of mine. My mum prepared a lovely meal. Now, poor lady, she hasn't had a very nice time of it lately. First, she battled a sinus infection that lasted about a month, and then she had this 2-month-long cold slash bronchial thing, and then this back injury that she sustained while picking up branches, and then when she went to take the turkey out of the oven on Saturday, she didn't realize how heavy it was going to be, and she actually caused herself more back pain. So my mother is fairly prim and proper most of the time. I mean, she's got a good sense of humor, don't get me wrong, but she very seldom swears. So when she does, boy, howdy, you know something is wrong. So when she took the turkey out of the oven, she swore a blue streak, and I knew immediately that she had renewed her back injury. So I felt sorry for her, but hopefully, other than that, she enjoyed herself that day. My brother and his girlfriend, of course, brought their little bundle of joy, so I got to meet my nephew for the first time. That was very exciting. He's really cute, but the trouble is, he's got his days and nights mixed up, so he's really fussy right now, especially in the evenings. Now, the pediatrician did say that his sleeping patterns should regulate themselves eventually, and I really hope for my brother and his girlfriend's sake that they do, because, of course, when the baby's fussy at night, they can't sleep either. And my brother has to work 6 days a week, so he needs to sleep. But my dad is this big, tall, 6'4" tough-looking dude, and it was so funny to see him with this little baby. He went all soft and crooned over his grandson and acted like a daft fool. Oh, it was lovely. And actually, my brother is really good with him too. So, yeah, it was really nice to spend time with all of them. And then my dad took me home on Easter Sunday, which again was very good of him to do because it's about a 45-minute drive for him each way to do that. But there are very few buses now between the nearest town to where my parents live and the city where I live. And even if there were more buses, I'd have to get a ride because they're in the country, so I'd have to get a ride to the bus station in town. So I really appreciate being able to go and spend time with them, and that, my dad will take me home. He and I don't always get along as well as I'd like us to, but in some ways he is very good to me, and I'm most grateful for that. Anyhow, guys, there was more that I was going to say about the week that I've experienced between Easter Sunday and today, but I have bombarded you with enough nonsense, and I think I'd better love you and leave you for now. I have some stuff from church that I want to post, but it's going to have to wait till tomorrow, I think. Okie doke, take care, folks.